Candidate Changelong, your response, please. Do you support the SCAPE project?
It's such a complicated project. I don't think I can do it justice in just a minute. But suffice it to say, there's a lawsuit going on, right? And when the Long Beach Unified School District and some other community members started the lawsuit, the city of Long Beach decided to join the lawsuit because they weren't able to get what they wanted. But all from the very get-go, there's never been a cost allocation for the lives that'll be affected by this project. It's always been sold as a jobs project, right? Do this so we can have some jobs. But they've never looked at the lives, the asthma cases. And when they were measuring the carcinogens, they were measuring the wrong particles to begin with. The environmental impact report, when it came out, was filled with holes, right? And they were thinking of pulling that over the community's eye, but fortunately, there are enough smart people in the community that say, look, this has got to stop. Anyway, that's my long-winded answer to the question.
Thank you, Candidate Changelong. Candidate Pinan, the question.
No, I don't support it. When I was a field deputy, I was part of Project Impact and worked very closely with our city prosecutors, in particular an environmental, now retired, our city environmental attorney. And I still follow the issues and the impacts that we're having. I think the best thing was that the citizens did step up to the plate and said enough is enough. Yeah, it maybe meant jobs, but at the cost of, we're already suffering high asthma and health-related issues. And by 2025, asthma and other cancer-related environmental impacted area people is going to go up 40%, with lung cancer being the highest. So no, I wouldn't. There's other ways to work around that. They should have thought of other green technologies. LA should have thought of other corridors that they have. In particular, we heard the Alameda corridor. It should be. It's already retrofitted for that. So again, I'm really happy that the residents and the school districts stepped up to the plate on it and put a stop.
Candidate Leonidas.
No, I don't. The community doesn't want it. And having been involved in the process for the last 12 years, I think the community is tired of it. You know, it's Pilar's right. Enough is enough. Let's join with this lawsuit and support our community. You know, in medical history in the first district is terrible. I mean, my kids have asthma. My wife has asthma. We have a 16% asthma rate here. And we need to make sure that we invest in healthcare so that we can improve the lives of the families in the first district, not destroy them. I think it's time for a council member to step up to the plate and say, you know, I'm for the community and let's support them.
Candidate Gonzalez, please. Do you support the SCAPE project?
No, I don't support the SCAPE project. I think what we're trying to achieve, well, even before all this was proposed, is you're trying to achieve better air quality for particularly the west side. And I live on the western part of the city as well. I know firsthand, you know, the effects just being a west, being west in the city. And so I think we of course want the good jobs. We want the good jobs. We want a really good pathway for our cargo. We want that. We want all this. But how do we achieve this? I think we should have looked a little bit behind. In retrospect, we should have looked a little bit more at alternatives. I know the Sierra Club brought through an alternative that really wasn't looked at by BNSF. I think BNSF should have played a little bit better of a role. We should have talked a little bit more with the port. There were a lot of things that could have been done in retrospect that weren't done. And so now we're in this litigation that's just going to take too long, and I really just don't believe that we're getting anywhere.